From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. lawmakers voted Tuesday to retain Congressman Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House of Representatives, making him a critical player in Congress as Donald Trump prepares to assume the presidency. Meanwhile, House Republicans dropped plans to gut the Independent Ethics Office after widespread criticism and questions from President-elect Donald Trump about GOP priorities. The president-elect Tuesday blasted General Motors Corporation in a Twitter post as well, threatening to impose a big border tax for making some Chevrolet Cruze cars in Mexico. The U.S. carmaker defended it as part of a strategy to serve global customers, not to sell them in the United States. Meanwhile, arriving at Trump Tower this morning, U.S. Vice President President-elect Mike Pence told reporters he looked forward to his meetings on Capitol Hill Wednesday, where he is expected to meet with members of the House and Senate to discuss the Trump agenda.
The challenges that America faces on the world stage are going to be met with renewed American strength and renewed American leadership. Rebuilding our military, engaging leaders around the world, as the president-elect has done, on a personal basis, is all part and parcel of I think, a new season. It's 2017. We're just a few weeks away from a new administration taking office. And I think the world will see that with our president-elect taking office, that America will be standing tall in the world again, engaging the world again, and standing firmly for America's interests.
South Korean authorities said Tuesday they will proceed with steps to extradite Chung Yu-ra, the daughter of a central figure in a South Korean political scandal. This is VOA News. Germany's interior minister Tuesday outlined plans for a security services overhaul. They're seeking greater federal powers on domestic intelligence and quicker expulsions of illegal migrants following the Berlin truck attack. Migrants barricaded staff inside a reception center in northern Italy in a protest over living conditions there after the death of a young woman, according to officials. The 25-year-old woman from the Ivory Coast died apparently of natural causes on Monday afternoon at the center in Kona near Venice, according to the town's mayor. Turkish police detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's main Ataturk airport in connection with a gun attack which killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Day. No further details were immediately available. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, and the assailant remains at large. Meanwhile, Turkey's military backing Syrian rebels in a four-month-old operation against Islamic State militants in northern Syria said Tuesday that 18 of the jihadists had been killed and 37 wounded in clashes and artillery fire on Monday. Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Geneva, UN spokesman Jens Larki says there needs to be unimpeded aid access in Syria.
It continues to be imperative that the government of Syria and the non-state armed groups end all sieges, remove all bureaucratic obstacles, and provide the necessary security assurances and guarantees to enable the safe and unhindered access that we as humanitarian need to deliver the aid.
Russia wants to hold maritime drills with the Philippines to help combat terrorism and piracy, sending two warships to Manila for the first official Navy-to-Navy contact. Meanwhile, the anti-submarine vessel and a sea tanker arrived late on Tuesday for a four-day goodwill visit. Myanmar police Tuesday say they arrested three people of the murder of a local journalist known for his investigations into illegal logging in brothels. 11 media reporter So Mun Tyung's battered body was found last month on the side of a road northwest of Mandalay. SpaceX says it has determined the cause of a launch pad explosion that destroyed a satellite in September. Now they say they're ready to start launches again as early as Sunday. A Vietnamese man has had scissors removed from his abdomen, which were left behind during surgery 18 years ago. Ma Van Nhat was 54. He underwent surgery in 1998 after a car accident and only recently discovered that he had left the scissors behind when they closed him up. The doctors found them during an ultrasound. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.